Midwife Amy Henriksen works at Trillium Water Birth Center in Grants Pass. The place looks like an upscale hotel, cream-colored walls, queen-size beds, and enormous bathtubs. Delivering at a birth center like this is one option for low-income women covered by the Oregon Health Plan.
I have a client that I'm writing a letter for right now who was denied because she entered care too late to provide good documentation of low risk.
After five visits with this mom, Henriksen says she is healthy and low risk, but a cross-country move delayed her prenatal care. Now, this mom is planning an unassisted home birth.
I had to put a line in there that it is my strong recommendation not to birth alone at home without a skilled provider. I never thought that I'd have to write that.
While it's legal for a woman to have an unassisted birth in Oregon, it's not considered safe.
I believe that she's being forced into that decision because they're not willing to cover her care.
Deborah Gordon is a longtime family physician who has backed up home birth midwives in Oregon and California. Gordon says that staying out of the hospital may be the best choice if a woman wants a natural birth.
She's much less likely to have unnecessary medical interventions if she has the birth at home.
Gordon points out that there is a very small increased relative risk of the baby dying during home birth. But, she says, low-risk women with competent birth attendants can actually be better off delivering outside the hospital. She says many hospitals don't really understand how to support natural childbirth, and doctors sometimes cause medical problems for moms.
Labor progresses better at home. Labor doesn't progress as well in the hospital. So that's just asking for a complication right there.
Just like other state-licensed healthcare providers, licensed midwives in Oregon have a legal scope of practice. It defines what they're permitted to do. If a pregnant mom has a health problem that's not within her midwife's scope of practice, she'll see a doctor instead. The board that defines the midwife's scope of practice is made up of midwives, a doctor, and a public member. Full disclosure, my husband has been the public member of this board. During public testimony to the board last December in Salem, midwife Silke Akerson said that the state denial of insurance coverage for out-of-hospital birth is discriminatory.
We know that low-income women are, by and large, not able to afford to pay for these births out of pocket. It is, in effect, restriction of access to care.
Akerson is director of the nonprofit Oregon Midwifery Council. She also told the board that she believed these insurance denials violate federal Medicaid law that requires providers be paid for work done within their scope of practice. Hermine Hayes Klein agrees.
Regulations that govern midwifery in the state of Oregon define the scope of practice for midwives. And women should be able to make any choice that is legal under those regulations.
Hayes Klein is a Portland attorney and founder of the nonprofit Human Rights in Childbirth. She also believes that the state may be violating federal law.
In particular, with the refusal to cover birth centers in offering these services that are within their legal scope of practice.
The Oregon Health Authority refused repeated interview requests. In a written response, the authority said that even though midwives are legally allowed to perform certain services, that doesn't mean Medicaid has to pay for them. Quote, Medicaid must assure appropriate administration of public funds and ensure the best possible outcomes for Medicaid clients. OHA also said that even if they grant a woman's request for insurance, they can revoke coverage for an out-of-hospital birth at any time, during labor, or even after the baby's born. The cost of prenatal care and delivery at a birth center is a fraction of the cost of a hospital birth. Midwife Amy Henriksen says that this is not an appropriate use of public funds.
I haven't had anyone of the ones that they denied after the fact that we could go, oh yeah, it's a good thing they denied us because wow, weren't they high risk?
The Oregon Health Authority doesn't keep track of how many women denied coverage go on to deliver safely out of hospital. But, Henriksen says, none of her clients denied insurance gave birth in a hospital. She felt an ethical obligation to help them, even though she often went unpaid. Every mom, she says, had an out-of-hospital birth with no complications. Jennifer Margulis, JPR News.